Is it your misfortune and none of my own? Tie-i-o, get along, you little dog. Did you know that the ferry will be your new home?
And now for the thrilling adventures of Lightning Jim. The discovery of gold in the Black Hills brought many prospectors and settlers into the region which had long been acknowledged as Indian territory. And several chiefs of the Sioux tribe had taken their braves on the warpath, opening hostilities whose zenith of horror was achieved a few years later in the hideous massacre of General Custer and his men. Lightning Jim and Whitey are now on the trail of the local agent who is contacting the Indians and effecting the sale and delivery of forbidden firearms. The mission is one of the most dangerous that the two marshals have ever attempted. And as they ride across the rolling plains north from Fort Laramie.
See, Lightning, how long you figure that'll be before we hit hostile territory?
Well, according to the soldiers back at the fort, we done hit it, Whitey.
I tell you, Lightning, the further we go on this job, the lesser I like it, my godly.
Sure think a whole heap of that toe-headed scalp of yourn, don't you, Whitey?
Oh, I certainly do think a lot of my scalp. And my scalp's kind of attached to me, too, my godly.
Hey, Whitey, take a look at that skyline ahead. Oh, easy, Thunder. Oh. Easy, boy.
Sure, Lightning. A couple of redskins about a mile ahead. And right down the trail, too.
Might be just as well to veer east a bit till we get around them.
Oh, no, we won't. Look over that ridge to the east there.
Two more, Bagash. Three of them directly west of the trail, too. Looks like it's clouding up for trouble, Whitey.
Yeah, but there's none of them behind us, Lightning. Maybe we could make it back to the fort.
Yeah, but we ain't gonna try, Whitey. Up, Thunder.
Wait a minute, Lightning. You're keeping right on the trail. We'll run right into the first three Indians this way.
Come along and don't argue, boy. Look, they're giving ground.
Oh, then you think they was trying to drive us into ambush?
Yeah.
And making it look like the three of us open behind
them. I'm sure of it, Whitey. If we'd gone the way they wanted us to go, we'd be nothing more than a couple of dead hombres in no time.
Here, look, Lightning. They disappear from sight. I bet you they're hiding along those ridges ahead so they can shoot us when we pass through them.
Reckon you're right, Whitey. Can't turn back now. The others get us, sure.
Oh, boy. Oh. Hey, I think I see one, Lightning.
Where?
Over to the right there. Yo.
Get a chance to get back to the trading post. Quick!
Yo. Yo, but look. Look behind us. Those others are closing in on us.
Holy smoke, Whitey. There must be 15 of them red devils now. Ride, Whitey. Ride for your life.
Boy, let's go, hurry up. Let's go, boy.
Rapahoe Joe.
Hey. Chief War Cloud. Doggone you, Indians. You move like cats. Well, what do you want?
War Cloud, come trading post, get gun.
Well, you're wasting your time then, because I ain't going to sell you no gun.
War Cloud, brave, need gun, need powder, need bullet, much bad. You got sell to War Cloud.
I don't got to do nothing. I told you I promised Chief Buffalo all the guns and ammunition I had on hand.
Yeah. War Cloud, brave, have much gold. We'll pay much gold for gun, bullet, powder.
Well, it's true that I promised this stuff to Buffalo Calf. But if you're willing to raise the ante, well, hold on there. There's a covered wagon pulling up. You got to go now, War Cloud. Come on back later. We'll talk about it then. And maybe we make a deal. Come on. Get out quick. Out the back way.
War Cloud, be back.
Hey, where you think you're going, Ev?
Why, I'm just going into the trading post for a minute, Marty.
Well, don't be long. You got to mend this broken yoke bow, you know.
Well, howdy, stranger. Yes. What'll yours be?
Say, you're Arapaho Joe, ain't you?
Yeah.
Well, my name's Snodgrass.
Absalom's not dress. I want to buy a couple of good buffalo robes if you got them.
Buffalo robes, huh? Sure, I've got them. Genuine winter skin. Engine cured and the best money can buy.
The best, huh? That's good. Lucky Ab don't buy nothing but the best. And why? Because he can afford the best. That's why. Mm-hmm. Now, how much do you want for them?
Well, seeing as how they're prime hides, I ought to get, $15 a piece for them.
$15, huh? Seems kind of steep. But I can afford it. Got some scales handy?
Oh, gold dust, huh? Big poke of it. Must have been prospecting and struck it rich.
Rich? Uh-huh. I'll say I'm rich. Got more than 5,000 in nuggets and dust out yonder in that wagon. And I'm going back for more as soon as them infernal redskins get settled down.
Ed, some snuff, Ed. Whatever took you so long? Oh, so you got some buffalo robes, huh? Thought I told you we could make out by sleeping in another set of flannels. How much you pay for them?
$15, Ed.
Your wife, I take it, huh?
His wife? Of course I'm his wife. Whose wife would I be? $15, huh? Well, that ain't a bad price for two good soft hides like these be.
You see, my dear, it ain't $15 for both hides.
You mean you paid $15 a piece for them, Skin? Why, you long-eared, grass-eating toad pony, you? Why, what do you mean throwing our hard-earned gold around that away?
No. My dear, you said there was fine hides.
Well, I didn't say it was worth the weight in gold, did I? Now, you listen to me,
Just a minute,
Mom. And for you, Stephen shopkeeper, I'll thank you to give my man back every grain of that gold dust before I lose my temper.
But I ain't got your husband's money, ma'am. He ain't paid me yet.
You see? I was just fixing to weigh up the dust when you stepped in, my
dear. Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Now, come on. Get to work on that yoke bow.
But, ma'am, I was just fixing to say that... Well, I might let you have them robes a little cheaper since
we ain't dealing with no highway robber like you'll be at any price. Get along, Ed.
Oh, girl. Howdy, stranger. You be the owner of this wagon outfit?
That's me, mister. Absalom Snodgrass, the name. Lucky Abbey called
me. I'm the one you got to deal with, stranger. What do you want?
Well, I seen your tracks on trail back yonder. Saw you was traveling alone. Thought maybe is how you might like to hire a guide and engine fighter, ma'am.
Guide, engine fighter. You? Why, you're that old you couldn't fight a tied calf. Besides, there ain't been a smell of engine trouble between here and the fort.
Maybe not, ma'am, but just today I seen a band of Arapahoes wearing wall paint. Want more than 15 miles back, and I seen Sioux and Cheyenne to the west of here.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, Marty, maybe we'd better hire this fellow.
Oh, this old scalper ain't taking me in, none of Snodgrass. Why, it's as plain as the nose on your face that he's just trying to scare us so he can make some easy money for himself. Now, get along with you. We got work to do. Look out where you're going there.
Oh, come to war, boy. Hey, wife, what happened?
You missed nice in there.
I got myself thrown by my clothesline. That's what happened. Oh, now look at my clothes all over the ground.
Well, ma'am, as long as you're looking at your clothes, you are safe. But you do me a great big favor if you turn around till I can locate the seat of my pants.
The seat of your pants, gone? Well, don't you dare turn around, young man, or I get in my way.
Now maybe you'll invest in that inner lining I advised you to buy, Whitey.
Oh,
you see, ma'am, Whitey's had trouble with the feet of his britches before.
No, listen here, Lightning. Don't
Well, if my old eyes don't deceive me, it's Lightning Jim and Whitey, too.
Old Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, doggone you, honry old soul. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, all right.
Well, you three may be old friends, but this ain't lodge night, and I'll thank you to move out of the way so I can get my clothes picked.
Well, see, now, I was only fooling you about my britches, ma'am. They're still all in one piece. Here, I'll help you pick these clothes up. Doggone them Indians, anyway.
Indians? You see Indians?
Seen them. Well, ma'am, up to a couple of miles from here. 15 of them red devils was tailing us so close they had a range.
And if you know anything about Indian shooting, ma'am, you'd know that was pretty close.
And now you see, Marty, he was right. The old fellow want lying none about the Indians.
Well, do I get the job?
So you have to job as guide for this outfit, eh, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Just what he is, and as far as I'm concerned, he's got it, too.
Not so fast, Aaron. How do we know this big bone rack knows anything about redskins? How to fight them and all?
Listen, ma'am. Old Kentucky is one of the most famous Indian scouts the U.S. government ever had. Why, if it hadn't been for his teaching me some of the tricks of them savages,
My deputy and me would have just rode into one of the neatest little ambushes ever planned.
Oh, if that's Redskins you're up against, you can bank an old Kentucky to keep you out of trouble, all right.
Well, I reckon as how he must be all right if you two vouch for him, seeing as how your badges show your muscles. What'll the charge be?
Well, being as I was headed down towards the fort anyhow, I can afford to let you off right reasonable, ma'am.
How much?
Well, I reckon $30 would be a fair price.
$30? $30? Yes. Why, I never heard of such a price. I'll give you 15 and not a cent more.
$30 is my price, ma'am.
But, Morty, this ain't no time to be so saving. Doggone it, them buffalo hides may not be worth the price, but our own hides be.
Ever seen a body that's been carved on by Arapahoes, ma'am?
I'll give you $20, old man, but I'm warning you, I won't go no higher.
I'll settle for 25.
Taken. I'll pay you myself, dagnabbit. I ain't going to risk my hide for no measly $5.
All right, Ab Snodgrass, but that $5 comes out of your tobacco money. And when you're honing for a smoke, just remember it's what you get for interfering when I'm driving a bargain.
So you're gunning for the owl hooter what's been supplying guns to the engines up this way, eh, Lightning?
Yep. And I don't mind telling you, I'm expecting plenty of trouble on this job, too, Kentucky.
Oh, say, are you two going to talk all night?
Hey, White is right, Lightning. You'll be traveling through bad territory tomorrow, and a good night's sleep may stand you in good stead.
Yeah, reckon that's so, Kentucky. Yeah, Whitey, we'll split our blankets over here.
I wonder what that engine was doing here.
Engine? Where?
Where's any Indian?
You can't see him now. Just left the trading post by the back way. One of Arapaho Joe's customers, I reckon. Nothing to get head up over, only I wonder what he's doing over here so late.
Yeah.
Hey, I was looking that way all the time, and I didn't see nothing. Just the shadows from those cottonwood trees.
Well, I reckon most folks wouldn't have seen that redskin, Whitey. But when you've been dealing with the breed as many years as I've been, you learn the difference between shadows that sways back and forth and the ones that kind of oozes along. Them last kind is Injuns.
Well, Kentucky, I thought you wanted to hit the hay.
I do, but that dratted, I don't like Injuns nohow. Well, good night, boys.
Night, Kentucky.
Sleep good, old timer.
Whitey. Whitey. Whitey, wake up. Get shaking me.
Come on.
Get shaking me. Well, wake up then. I got something to tell you.
Oh, Lightning, I need my sleep back, Johnny. You can't wait until the morning.
No, it can't wait.
Listen, Whitey, I was tossing around worrying about that Indian Kentuck saw coming out of the trading post, and all of a sudden, I noticed a light in there. Couldn't figure out why Arapaho Joe would be up this late, so decided to have a look-see.
Sure, well, what did you see?
Plenty. At first, I couldn't see a sign of nobody in the room. And all of a sudden, I saw a trap door open in the floor, and Joe come up out of it.
Oh, well, what did that do? Not to places the storerooms underneath the floor.
Yeah, but Joe was so careful about pulling the cougar skin over the opening that I think he was anxious for no one to know the storerooms there.
Oh, then you must think maybe you're the poor cat that's supplying the guns to the Indians, huh?
It's an interesting possibility, Whitey.
Yeah, that's so. Old Kentuck told us that you was like sixes and sevens with the Indians.
Yeah. Now, come on, Whitey. Joe left for the back way. Took his horse. Don't know where he went. But you and me are going to have a look below that trap door before he gets back.
Don't all right, Lightman.
Yes. Hand me down the lantern, Mike.
Oh, sure. There you are.
Remember, keep your eyes glued on the back door, buddy. If you see or hear anything, drop the trap door and get out of sight.
Sure, I do that, Lightning.
Well, I like this lantern. There. But how old coyote?
What's the matter, Lightning? Are the guns down there?
Guns? I'll say there are. Plenty of them. Well, there must be 15 or 20 cases of them. Gunpowder, too. Several barrels of
them.
Even some dynamite.
Put them up, Marshal.
What? Grab a hold, Joe.
I got you covered, Lovehead. And I ain't afraid to shoot either. So don't try any false moves.
But Whitey, what'd you do with Whitey?
He's right here beside me, Marshal. Oh, I didn't hurt him much. Just choked him a bit. Now turn around and face the wall, Mr. Lightning Jim Whipple. I'm coming down.
Well,
You got the drop on us this time, Rappahoose Joe.
But we'll have you tighter than a hemp knot before we're finished.
Ever hear the saying, dead men tell no tales?
Dead men, eh? They're gonna kill us. Is that it, Joe?
Oh, I ain't gonna kill you, Marshal. No, sirree. I'm just gonna tie and gag you and leave the job of killing you to them that knows some real fancy ways of getting rid of nosy law dogs like you and your partner. Injuns.
Well, Lightning Jim and Whitey seem to have run up against trouble with a vengeance. The thrilling climax of this Lightning Jim adventure will be heard in part two, which follows immediately. And now for part two of the adventures of Lightning Jim, the Red Man's Range. It is dawn, and in the cellar of the trading post, Lightning Jim and Whitey lie securely gagged and bound. While outside, preparations are being made by Ken Tuck and the Snodgrasses to commence the day's trek southward.
If any old hats or bonnets or caps, be sure and give them to the poor.
Oh, for land's sake, how long are you going to keep up that terrible caterwauling, eh?
Oh, gosh, all hemlock, Morty. Can't a man be happy for 2 minutes without you jumping down his throat?
Well, it's your own fault if I'm out of humor, Ed Snodgrass. I dare you agreeing to pay that old robber $25 when I'd have had him shaved down to 20 if you'd have let me be.
When your paw was laid away, you was sorry you hadn't married the undertaker so as you could save the price of the burying. And now I suppose you're wishing I was the Injun fighter. Matter of fact, I kind of wish it myself.
Yeah, you an Injun fighter. That's good. Why, the very first war whoop, you'd jump 15 ways, Ab Snodgrass.
I would not.
And that's not counting up. But speaking of Injun fighters, where's that old fool Ken Tuck? Ken Tuck! Oh, Ken Tuck!
Coming. I'm coming. You folks all set to go?
Yes, already.
About time you were showing up. You might as well understand right here and now that we ain't aiming to spend our good money for you to go romping off your own devices every whipstick. Now get your horse and let's get started.
Sorry to hold you up, ma'am, but the fact of the matter is I'm kind of worried about them two marshals. Been trying to locate which way they're headed, but can't find area track.
Don't see if it makes a difference which way they went. They're gone, ain't they?
Sure, Kentuck. And Rappahoe Joe said they pulled out about an hour before dawn. Saw myself.
Then why can't I pick up the trail? There's Joe now. Hey, Rappahoe.
Yeah?
What time did you say them marshals pulled up stakes this morning?
Oh, along about an hour before dawn, I reckon.
Kind of early for you to be up, wasn't it?
Oh, I wasn't up. They wake me. I wanted to buy something at the trading post before they left.
Funny, I didn't hear them. What did they buy?
Oh, for land's sake, what difference does it make what they bought? Get your horse.
Just a minute, ma'am. What did you say they bought, Rappahoe?
It was tobacco, that's what it was. The big fella wants some tobacco.
Now, let me get this straight, Rappahoe. You're trying to tell me that Lightning Jim woke you up to buy some tobacco before he left this morning. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where's those marshals, Rappahoe?
Well, I don't know where they was. Along the trail somewhere, I reckon.
I said, where's them marshals?
I'm telling you straight, Kentuck. I ain't no nursemaid for a couple of tin stars.
Oh, of course he ain't, Kentuck. What's the matter with you?
Listen, ma'am. This coot's cold deck, them marshals, just as sure as I'm standing here. Lightning Jim never uses tobacco, no kind, smoking or chewing. Now I'd give you one more chance to spill it, Joe. You gonna talk?
I tell you, I ain't done nothing. I ain't got nothing to say.
Get your hands up, you skunk. There. Now, Ab, get his guns.
Sure, Kentuck.
Now, start walking, Rappahoe.
Where are you taking me? What are you gonna do to me?
I ain't messed around Indians all my life without learning some good ways of getting the man's mouth to working, Rappahoe. but they don't exactly make pleasant watching for a lady. So get going.
Then you won't get loose to play any more of those.
I'll rouse you.
No, Mr. Arapaho Joe.
Not with you tying them up if you want, Maud. Nothing's ever got away from you yet, by the way.
Ouch! Dead and have your female hide. Go easy there.
That'll hold you, I reckon.
Well, I'd say there was one thing you ain't been saving with, Marty, and that's our rope.
Why, Abe Snodgrass, you don't think I'm planning on letting this here good hemp rope get away from us, do you? Not on your life, I ain't. We're going right to the jail when them marshals turn this low-down prairie in. We're going to get a rope back. That's what we're going to do.
Here comes Kentucky with them lawmen now. Well, I see Arapaho Joe weren't lying when he told you where you could locate them marshals, Kentucky.
Yeah, men ain't likely to lie under the kind of persuasion I used on Arapaho Joe, Ab.
Well, I see he got a prisoner all trussed up and ready for the hangman, Mrs. Snodgrass.
Yeah, I took care of Arapaho Joe right enough, Marshal. But what I'm wanting to know is just when this famous guard and engine fighter we hired is going to start doing something about getting us in a wagon started on the trail for Fort Laramie.
Listen, ma'am. There's a load of firearms inside that trading post. And if the engines what bought them get their hands on them guns, well, you nor none of the rest of us would ever see Fort Laramie.
Sure, that's right, Lightning. And we got to start doing something right away. By golly, there's no telling how soon them red devils will come after the stuff.
Engines? Coming here? Well, why are we standing around then? We got to get out of here.
Hold on there, Ab. About how many braves does War Cloud have, Arapaho?
Well, how would I know?
Out of the way, Lightman. I'll get an answer for you.
No. Keep that bloodthirsty old coon away from me. Marshal, I'll talk.
Well, that's better.
Well, War Cloud's got, well, anyway, 50, maybe 100 or more in his camp. But he ain't likely to bring them all here after the guns.
50 or 100? You don't believe any Lightning. We couldn't hold out more than a couple hours against that many Redskins.
Maybe we can't hold out against them, buddy. But there's one thing we can do. We can see them Redskins don't get the guns and ammunition.
Lightning. Have you got finished on here in the saddle?
Just about, buddy. Sure, I hate to blow up all this ammunition. The only way to keep them red devils from getting their hands on it.
Well, I just hope they don't get their hands on us instead.
Yeah, hold this lantern up high for me, will you, Whitey?
Sure. But see, what to do now?
I'm going to run this long fuse from that barrel of gunpowder I just opened out through this crack in the wall, Whitey.
See, that's a good idea. Then we can sprinkle a trail of gunpowder from the end of the fuse to a safe distance away.
And Chuck watching out for the Indians, Whitey?
He's keeping watch, all right. And the covered wagon is hid out of sight in a clump of cottonwoods back at a trading
post. Good. And our horses?
They're back there, too. And Kentucky left orders for Maud and Snodgrass to stay out of sight in the wagon till he was ready. Yours in the wagon, too.
Good. There.
That's got it.
Now we'll fill our hats with gunpowder.
Wait! They're coming! Indians!
Yeah! Quick, buddy!
Out the back way, man! Indians!
Yeah, hurry up, Doc!
Come on, no time to drink the gunpowder now, buddy.
Joe, I see they're in.
Hey. The wagon's hid back a ways, but we can see what's happening better from here.
Yeah. Look at that swarm of Redskins. They'll get their ammunition, all right.
Are we like Sam Hill? I'm going to sneak back there and light that fuse while they're busy at the front there.
No, you ain't, Lightning. If anybody's going to back to light that fuse, that's going to be me.
I'm the best one to go, Lightning. My buckskin clothes will give me a better chance of getting back there without being seen.
No, I can't let either one of you, run the risk. I'm going back there.
No, well, I can run the fastest, Lightning, and the fuse is so short that...
Hey, Kentucky! Kentucky, come back here!
Kentucky! Well, too
late, buddy.
By golly, she won't ever be able to get out of the way after the fuse is lit.
Not so loud. Look, he's almost there. Reckon them Indians ain't expecting no trouble. So to seen him before this.
See, look. Looks like he's lighting a fuse now, Lightning.
Yeah.
By golly, there will be lots of them Indians blowing up along with the horse.
I see him, Whitey. Run for it, Kentucky.
Hurry up!
Run for it!
Get
over!
Hurry! Hurry up!
Hurry up!
Hurry up! Hurry up! Hurry up!
I made it, man.
Good fella, Kentucky. Look, the Indians have left. They're on the run.
Yeah.
No, but see, they're stopping. They ain't leaving for good. See?
Yeah. This is going to be bad, man. Like as not, they'll draw a cordon around us and send a rider back for the rest of the tribe before attack.
Your goose is cooked now for sure.
Yeah. Easy, Thunder. Steady, boy.
Hey, what you getting in a horse for, Lightning?
Ride to Fort Laramie for the troops, buddy.
No, but you can't do that, Lightning. You never make it. Being this, they'll get you for sure.
Yeah, Whitey's right, Lightning. You ain't got one chance in 1,000 to get past them
Lightning,
savages.
You can't do that.
That's suicide.
It's massacre if I don't get through, Whitey. And if there's any horse in the world that can make it, it's Thunder. Let's go, Thunder!
Almost dusk. Not a sign of a red skin yet.
Yeah, but there's a saying amongst us old-timers, ma'am. When you see Injun signs, be careful. And when you don't see no Injun signs, be twice as careful.
You're beside to set dark-skin don't let them redskins start the trouble.
Whitey, do you think Lightning Jim got through them Injuns?
I wish I knew too, Eb. We heard the Indians shooting at them, but we couldn't tell whether he got past them or not.
Yeah, the sun's going down, folks. Reckon we better get to our post. Now, don't forget, Miss Snodgrass, you and Ab get under the wagons and shoot from there.
Yep, I got it. We'll arrest the guns and the wagons, folks, for better aim. All right, come along, Ab.
Here they are. Now, look to your aim and don't waste your lead.
Yeah, they'll stop in a circle and draw closer each time they make the round. Fight your guns accordingly.
Let's start here, Kentucky.
They got me, Whitey. In the arm. I can't shoot no more. Oh,
you murdering coyote. That means we are done for then. Get out your shooting, Kentucky, and get the chance.
Well, keep on shooting, Whitey.
Hey, the troops, Whitey, the soldiers. The soldiers.
Lightning, he did it. He sees us. Oh, I'm all right, Lightning, but can talk here. He's hurt bad.
That ain't a word of truth what he's saying, Lightning. Shucks, I just took in a little lead, that's all.
Well, according to the tales they tell about you, Kentuck, you're toting around a fortune in lead in that big bony frame of yours already.
Oh, and what's more, Kentuck, they say that somewhere around inside of you, you are packing a silver bullet.
Marshal, it came just in time, Marshal.
For God's sake, don't let that female hear you talking about all this.
Why not?
Listen, Lightning, that darn female is so thrifty that was she to know I had a silver bullet in me, she'd get a knife and start mining for it right here and now.
And so ends another thrilling adventure in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his equally famous deputy, Whitey Larson.